It's Diamond Talk, the Tickets Texas Rangers postgame show. Tonight, live from Humperdinck's near Ameriquest Field in Arlington. Immediately following the Rangers game on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I can't breathe, dude. Don't dude me.
Breathing is overrated.
That's right, it is. This will be a good exercise for you to learn how to live without breathing. All right, we are out here at the Firewater Bar and Grill today in Dallas, and it's time for a 40-liner of some sort. So,
actually, it's not, is it?
Well,
we're
I don't
so
know. Is it? Is it
right
psycho?
Now.
Yeah, we missed one.
Okay. All right. Well, let us attend to one. Ty Walker.
Isn't he doing tickers today?
Is that correct?
Yeah, Batman. Is that correct?
Tyson Walter. Yeah.
Well, in addition to doing tickers today, you can check him out at Adventure Landing tomorrow from 3 until 5. That's at Coit Road in the Bush. You can register to win ticket T-shirts. And join Ty Walker at Adventure Landing for the P1 go-kart races. Now, it says that's going to take place Saturday morning, but I don't think 3 o'clock is Saturday morning, 3 p.m. anyway.
It's kind of afternoon.
Kind of is. So go check him out at Adventure Landing at Coit in the Bush this Saturday from 3 until 5. All right, we are joined by our other crime-fighting colleagues, the Incredible Hulk.
Hello.
And Spider-Man.
Here's something, Michael. It's kind of unstable. The Incredible Hulk really didn't fight crime, did he?
Yeah, I was going to say, is he really a crime fighter per se?
He kind of wreaked havoc, didn't he, when he pissed him off?
He just tore stuff up when he got pissed.
Right.
Like that.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Yeah, turn him on. He's going to get angry.
Yeah, I don't really know if he was an actual crime fighter, although he did help society.
How?
I mean, he was a kind man.
How?
But when he got pissed,
didn't he? How did he help society?
No, he didn't hurt.
I thought he just got pissed and beat people up.
Yeah, he got pissed at bad guys, though.
Threw cars around?
No, he got pissed at, like, crooks and stuff.
Walls?
Did you guys not watch the show when you were...
No,
well, when I was a kid?
No, I did not watch the show.
You never watched the Hulk? And I know you did.
Never watched.
You guys did, though, didn't you?
Sure.
Did it scare you?
It was always unstable.
Yes, it scared me.
I didn't want to see the courtship of Eddie's father turn into a bad guy.
Whenever he would like, because what was his name?
David Banner? Was that it, or Bill Bixby?
Bill Bixby.
Uh-oh. Hulk's getting mad over there.
Uh-oh. My favorite Martian buddy.
Uh-oh.
But he would...
Other stuff? Oh, no, hello?
He'd be on his knees, and then when he got pissed... He would just turn his head to the camera, and his eyes were green.
Mm-hmm.
And then you knew. And then that haunting organ.
And all of a sudden, he would morph into Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he would forget how to speak English real well.
I think Danny has just decided that breathing is not overrated after all.
You need to keep that mask on. You look good.
You look like Spider-Man.
I am Spider-Man.
It is funny.
Except you're wearing red Adidas shorts over your...
These are actually girls' gym shorts from my...
Damn it!
Whoa. Easy, Spider-Man. Easy.
Have fun.
Superhero never loses his temper.
Except for the Hulk.
Right.
You look like Superman, though, like aged Superman, you know? Just
yeah.
Well, maybe I am.
Like, that's what
maybe
Superman looks like
am.
When he turns, like, 50.
Well, no, he's reached 65, and he's drawing superhero Social Security.
That's
he's
right.
He's just playing a lot of golf, but he still wears his uniform.
That's right. He's punched into those Superman annuities, and, you know, he's loving life, man.
Kind of gray-headed and kind of out of shape, you know, just kind of living life, but still wearing the costume, still wearing the outfit.
Well, I think that Aquaman told him when he was a young superhero, start putting 15% in your 401k. By the time you reach retirement age, you'll be great, man. You will be fine. And that's what he's done. He just plays a lot of golf. You see him in the market sometimes.
On the beach with a metal detector.
And boy, Grego, you are the spitting image of Captain Chaos.
Yeah.
Are there not a lot of homoerotic undertones to Grego's outfit?
Grego's wearing red shorts, too.
It's that latex that does it for me. It just looks it looks really clubbish. You look like a club kid.
Yeah, I do. Is this position okay for you?
Oh, there you go.
Oh, my.
You look like... He looks like Ace and Gary, and he's got the A,
right.
The ambiguously gay duo on Saturday Night Live.
Driving his big... flesh-colored wiener mobile.
Yeah. Forgot about that. Did you ever see that? Ace and Gary.
I don't think so.
The ambiguously gay superhero.
What era of Saturday Night Live was that?
Oh, the last 10 years?
Yeah. Probably started in 94, 95. It was Robert Smigel. It was a cartoon.
Oh.
And they always, like, fought crime, but always ended up in very homoerotic positions, like showing young children how not to plug in things to a light socket. So one of them's like plugging it in
on his hands and knees,
and the other one's standing behind him, like directly behind him, like this, with his arms to his side, pelvis right up next to his buttocks.
Well, I have a little bit of costume chaos working today.
Uh-oh. Did you blow out the backside?
Always a possibility.
What do you mean, blow out the backside?
Well, your bag might have exploded.
Well, no, I don't have a bag. I mean, I think if I had a bag, it would protrude under here somewhere.
Did you maybe sit on a stick pin that was sticking out of your car seat or something, and the bag just blew up to holy hell?
Well, no, there's no stick pins and or car seats. Or
what do you do
like
when
that?
You're on an airplane and the pressure changes, and you know how bags expand?
I don't know. I've never had a bag on an airplane.
Magically rises up in the seat.
Sir, we need you to sit down. Can't help it. It's the bag.
Well, I don't have one, so I really can't answer that. I don't know what might happen. But today I tried to go with the leggings, and I'm afraid it's kind of working out nothing more than just a little flash dance for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, look at that.
They're all scrunched down.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they won't stay up. And I couldn't... Does Superman have red legs?
He's got boots. Red boots.
Oh, he's got red boots?
That's what those are supposed to be. You're supposed to wear red shoes, and that would imply that you have a boot on.
You know what?
On.
You need to take your shoes off.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
And are they socks?
No, they're like mine. Well, mine are like footies.
You have beaded
pajamas.
Well,
that's what these are, too. They're kind of like footies. You can kind of put your foot in them, but there's no bottom on them.
Oh, no, there's not?
No.
Oh, you put that over your shoe then, right? Like Grego's. Grego's
yeah.
No, mine has little leggings on the bottom, see? This little flap that
Does
goes
your,
on top.
Does your have straps on the bottom?
Yeah, a little strap right here. See that? little strap on.
Look is that inside your shoe?
Yeah.
Every inch of Kevin's body is covered in costume except his mouth and eyes.
I can tell you how bad I'm sweating. I mean, I'm just breaking out all over the place.
Well, you're not having a good time at all with this, are you?
I mean, if you want the feel of his costume, go home tonight and grab a trash bag and cut two eyes out and then pull it over you and then wrap yourself in saran wrap and then go sit under a heat lamp. And you basically got my costume. I can't get the nose right, so it's just putting pressure on the bridge of my nose. But when I put it under, I can't breathe. Condensation gets in there, and then everything starts sweating to high holy hell. My ears are completely wet. It's just awful. Awful.
You look good.
Oh, I look
boy,
damn
but
good.
You were high-fiving everyone when you spun that wheel and landed on Batman.
I loved it. I was so happy. I was thinking, like Danny said, just Adam West, something cloth, a utility belt. I was going to have the talons I could throw and pull myself up on the building, and a little mask like Grego's. Instead, I get this
Burton's
rubber
Batman.
Outfit.
Yeah, when did they turn into the Dark Knight?
I don't know. And this
that
is
hit Tim Burton, that talentless director. He's the one that screwed it up. Batman had a great outfit when he was on TV, and Tim Burton screwed it up.
No, that looks cool on TV, or on the movie screen. Though.
It
that looks a lot
evil.
Cooler.
Well, what was Robin's outfit like in the movie?
There was no
Robin.
Yeah,
there was.
Oh, that's right.
Was
Chris,
the movie Batman
Chris O'Donnell.
And Robin.
Chris O'Donnell.
O'Donnell.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It was similar to Batman's.
No, I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Is that very country of me?
I don't remember.
Have some more of those good peas.
No.
Would you stop?
Please
you know
explain
what?
That.
I had so many email on that. And then the guy at Avalon today, when I got my haircut, was like, what was he talking about with those peas? I was like, man, I don't know.
You are the Hulk.
It's some dumb rural food reference. And he explained to me yesterday, but he won't say anything about it on the air. And it's nothing interesting. It's just funny to him.
That's right.
It makes him giggle.
Mm-hmm. If you would like to...
email Mike?
No.
Oh.
Would like to throw on a Hulk costume, all you have to do is gather up every pillow... from your house and both your neighbors' houses on either side, and then wrap them in a blanket, and then throw them over you, and just sit there for 4 hours.
And try and pull on a leotard over that.
Yeah, and put on a green onesie over that.
And some nice brown pants, huh?
Some polyester pants.
Some nice brown slacks.
That are ripped up, yeah. Yeah. It's actually not that uncomfortable, but it's just hot.
Boy, it sure looks it.
Looks very bulky.
Well, it is.
Okay.
I mean, look at this.
Look at Captain Asshead with that half mask.
Are you having a good time with this?
No. No, I'm not. Are you? You look fine.
I'm doing okay.
I got to tell you,
I don't mind
it's
it
not
too bad.
Bothering me in the least. None.
It only bothers me when the mask is on.
Doesn't it bother me to have the mask on? I look ridiculous, but I don't care.
Now, would I have preferred to show up here today in a T-shirt and shorts? Yeah, I would have.
Yeah.
But that's out of the question. So, you know, within the parameters of the game, I won, man.
But if I have to show up in this, and yet I can have Kevin Scott over there sweating his ass off, and you over there being uncomfortable?
Kevin Scott.
Hell, let's do it another week.
And you know what happened? Danny and I are getting dressed in the bathroom, and the door flies
open.
Oh,
yeah, there's like 80 guys walk in, and I'm on my knees helping him with his crotch connector.
Yeah, my crotch panties that you have to snap. And then...
Is the Green Goblin coming in to fight Spider-Man?
And then our douchebag friends show up. As I'm, like, on my knees trying to put on my costume, our stupid friends, Matt and Jess, and they walk up behind me
and, Jess.
And act like they're performing on my backside. And I can't do anything because I can't even get up. I'm so bulked out.
Simulating Man Hulk sex.
Right. It's not funny.
Yeah, it is.
No,
yeah.
It's not.
Yeah,
this is miserable.
It is funny.
You're not.
What are you complaining about?
Well, I have to wear the mask every once in a while.
Oh, come on. You got it great, man. The wind probably blows right through that thing. You're wearing shorts over it. You got it great. You know what, though? I've gotten the worst out of this one and the mustache wheel. I'd much rather have this.
What did you get for the mustache wheel?
Oh, I said the man.
The regular.
Just the
Tom
regular
Selleck.
Old gay
Freddie Mercury mustache.
Yeah. Much rather have this.
So what about that?
What did you have to wear on the outfit, Will, Kevin?
I don't remember.
He was the Indian on the Village People.
Oh, yeah, that's three times I've gotten the ass into the contest.
You had to wear a loincloth and no shirt.
Yeah, my ass hanging out, dancing around on stage, my gut flying everywhere, my ass hanging out. It was awful. And that stupid mustache, 2 weeks of that. Why is George even...
What is he doing?
Why is he doing
I haven't
doing
seen
that?
Him yet, but is it just like a normal mustache?
Yeah, it's just a regular mustache.
Is Tom Selleck?
Why?
Mustache.
George Dunham?
They just,
yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
George.
He has a real man mustache?
Yes.
With that haircut of his and that mustache.
They kind of dared him to do it. And he said he feels ridiculous, and he feels ridiculous because he just a mustache is a bad look.
No, it's not.
On a guy around our age... On a more mature, older man,
a mustache is a timeless look for anybody.
No, it's not.
Okay,
then grow it back, homo. That's why you shaved it off.
No, it's not why I shaved it off.
Yeah, you did.
No, it's not.
You shaved it off because you lost that bet.
Oh, that's right.
And then you never grew it back because you realize it took 10 years off your life and made you 100% less gay.
Gay?
It makes you look
you're
older.
You're talking about gay? Hey, I would grow it back in an instant.
Well, do it, man. Go for it.
Maybe I will.
Okay. And then, as Danny and I are leaving the bathroom, I got this stupid Hulk mask on. I can't see anything. And I drop one of my Hulk hands. It goes crashing to the ground, making all this noise. And there's some guy at the urinal taking care of his business. He didn't know what's going on. And Danny goes, here, I'll grab your Hulk hand. You grab the bag. And that guy goes... That's something you don't hear every day.
Well, boy, one thing I've found out about this is everybody's got something to say to Superman in this world.
What does that mean?
Just wherever you go, people have got something to say to you.
I mean, were they
about fighting crime?
Were they just referencing tall buildings?
Yeah,
and bullets
tall buildings, bullets. You know, all that stuff. Everybody's got something to say to Superman. What's that?
The Superman
that's
music.
Superman. Oh,
that's your music, dude.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I wish Reiner had the little gray Superman hair curl that came down in the middle of his
forehead.
You
know what he could? If he had his old fright wig from the 70s, he could drag one of those curls down, you know, and just kind of whoop.
I didn't have a fright wig.
Put a little dippity-doo in there.
He looked like the John 3:16 guy in the end zone. That's what his hairstyle looked like back then.
Hey, you were useful back then. That looked... Yes! That was great.
You're like 112 pounds with a mustache and an afro.
You thought I had a little use to me back
yes,
then?
Yes, because no one knew if you were like a molester or a clown. You were working all the angles, man.
I had it covered, indeed. All right, what are we going to do here today? Anything?
Stuff, I think.
I got some run sheets.
You here. Do? Sports.
Take one and pass it to your right, Captain America.
According to this, we're supposed to talk costume next. We kind of redid.
Is it 3:30 already?
No, it's 3:40.
No, we're talking Rangers,
done.
Baby.
Yeah, Rangers,
we're going to talk Rangers next.
Oh, we are?
A lot of Rangers.
Okay.
A lot of Rangers.
They played last night. I don't know if you guys are aware of that.
What's the game, Spider-Man?
I heard somebody talking about that.
We're going to replay a bit of shocking audio from earlier today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it is Rangers next.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get her on the ticket.